Welcome to the Slice of Heaven 24-hour pie shop and driving range. My name is Barbara Jean Walsh, and I believe that everyone needs a special place to go to from time to time. If your path leads you to our door, well, come on in and plan to stay a while. We're open 24 hours a day. In this episode, I'm going to talk about rain, Saturday night, and the Nassau Airport. No poetry, no recipe. First, rain and reading. We're having a regular deluge here in South Florida. Sutan reports that the intracoastal waterway has overflowed, but the fisher folk are still in place, with the aluminum folding chairs and bare feet just ever so slightly underwater, and the snapper still biting. The pie shop is having a busy morning. The lightning is keeping people off the range, so they come inside to eat pie instead, and they do admire our new stepstool bookshelves. I'm still stocking the shelves, carrying books down from the crawl space where some of them have been stored for years. When I was in the library trade, we had some basic rules for accepting book donations. If they've been stored in a basement or garage, forget it. If they've been in an attic, maybe. If they've been on living shelves, go for it. Books do better when they have a lot of human contact. And that's a big part of why I want to bring mine out and set them free. I believe very sincerely that private ownership of books is counter-revolutionary, and books lose value when they are locked up. I always cringe a little when people show me their hoards of bookish treasure. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Books die if they aren't handled and loved, and the best way to keep them healthy is to keep them moving. Accordingly, this little collection in the Slice of Heaven 24-hour pie shop and driving range will change pretty steadily as people find just the right thing to read, and as they take my books, they'll bring me the ones they've been keeping under grow lights in their own back rooms. I've never worked in a library or a pie shop where I didn't come out ahead on this kind of proposal. I've started, of course, with some of my favorite golf stories, The Legend of Bagger Vance, Golf in the Kingdom, and even Slim and None. As soon as I'm done reading it. Slim and None is a Dan Jenkins story, and although it's not as much fun as Jenkins' Baja, Oklahoma, or as pithy as Semi-Tough, it does shine with that good old boy brand of humor. Taking that into consideration, I've got to wonder why I like it so much, but I do. I rate Jenkins high as an entertaining writer, and I feel the same way about Peter Gent, North Dallas 40, and William Kinsella, who Shoeless Joe later became Field of Dreams. Personally, I find men to be the great mystery of life. And although I do like chick lit stories like Bridget Jones and the Shopaholic series, I have never especially enjoyed reading vaunted feminist writers. You see, I know how women think. That's easy. But how men think? Now that is fascinating to me, and it's certainly easier to read about them than to have to go through the painful process of trying to get them to explain in their own words how and why they've chosen a particular path or made a specific decision. My research on this subject has gone on for years, as I have sought clues in spy novels, crime novels, and fiction by James Lee Burke, Michael Connelly, and John Grisham. I like trashy books about men, and I like well-written books about men. I'm not ashamed to admit it at all. Sea stories? Pirate tales? Bring them on. Maybe I'll learn something new. Maybe I'll solve the puzzle and find eternal happiness. I am, if nothing else, an optimist. All that aside, I'm sure our new bookshelves will have no shortage of golf titles or cookbooks. Those, I'm sure, will show up on their own,
Myself, I'm bringing in a lot of paperback copies of William Faulkner, too, since I consider him and Henry James to be our greatest American writers. I know a lot of the guys still think Ernie Hemingway is the best of the best, but really, are they talking about his writing or his lifestyle? No, not for me. It's the deep south of Faulkner that talks to me and carries me into the kitchen to bake sweet potato pie. I've always liked to read about the South, not just for the food, and not just Faulkner, but Flannery O'Connor, Eudora Welty, Walker Percy, and so many others. They offer a combination of lushness and decay, not unlike the vegetation that once encroached the pie shop's back door. You know, I think building the driving range was one of the best things I ever did, just to clear the vines and goddamn night-blooming jasmine away from the back porch. I think it probably saved my life, or at least set me free, just the way I like to set books free so they can breathe again. Yes, the natural world is lovely and all that, but these days I find the most intense beauty in the arc of the golf balls at night. And as soon as it stops raining, I'll grab a book or two and a big glass of lemonade and head out to the back porch. Sparkle Jr. is behind the counter serving pie, and if anyone wants to come out and practice, they can just hand me $10 for all the balls that they can hit. No problem, no problem at all. I hope you'll join me soon. The Heart of Saturday Night. I've been thinking about Darnell a lot lately. He's always seemed like family to me, even though he's your second cousin, not mine. I'm so glad he moved back to South Florida and got out of New York City, although it always was fun to hear women on the Montel Williams show talk about him, even though they never really had too much that was too good to say about him. I guess what brings him to mind is that I keep hearing that Tom Waits song, Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night, in my mind. And I love that one line, telephone's ringing, it's your second cousin. Yes, that would certainly be the heart of Saturday night here, or any other night for that matter. Darnell does a good job of looking out for all y'all, especially now that he's found that elusive place called home. Since Slice of Heaven is open 24 hours a day, I don't really have the sense of Saturday night that I once did, if I ever did. For me, it's always Friday night when I want to be out and about. And that's some of what drew me to the driving range part of my life. Fish and chips from the swing barn and an endless bucket of balls? What could be better than that? I know I will look forward to spending some time out here this evening after the sun goes down. I hope I'll do better than I did on Monday when almost every single shot was low and stupid. I mean so low that some of them just jumped right back and bit my ankles. I know I've been a little distracted lately, maybe overdue for a break from the usual routine, and you'll be glad to hear that my dear friend Little Peach and I are going to take ourselves on an adventure in about a week when we head to Havana to celebrate my 60th birthday. We've packed up our guidebooks and our comfy walking shoes and we're ready to hear some new tunes. I don't know that I'll get to enjoy any golf there, but we are determined to come back with at least one new pie recipe, and I'll tell you all about it when I return. In the meantime, though, I have a busy week to survive just taking care of business in the city. I'll be leaving the Slice of Heaven in the capable hands of Sue Ten, the Morning Guy, and Sparkle Jr. I'd love to know if you are a Saturday night person or a Friday night one like me. In either case, I hope you find the heart of it, and it's just what you always wanted. Nassau Airport, Day 4. Just a fantasy, really. What if Little Peach and I never did get out of the Nassau Airport? And it did look like that for a while. But we are now safely ensconced in the Hotel Inglaterra on another island even farther south. We did have a small glitch checking in at the airport, and that turned into a bigger glitch when our luggage did not arrive. We had a difficult time telling customs where we were planning to stay. They didn't buy our Holiday Inn answer, and we came up with another story. I'm now probably well within folklore of the airport. The woman who's celebrating her birthday with no luggage, but who gets on the next plane anyway. Still in Nassau, though, we noticed a lot of pirate hoo-ha on the newsstand and immediately started thinking in terms of pie pirates and even pawpaw pirate pie. We think that pirates might like a salty crust. Ho ho. I learned that Little Peach, when young, had recurring dreams about monkeys. No monkey pie for her. We also wondered about what might go into island time pie. We believe it might be the type of pie that's hard to get started on. It might be the kind of pie you eat when you know you want dessert, but maybe just not yet. We also discussed the While You Wait pie. Some of you may remember my previous scheme for creating and selling While You Wait kits for stranded travelers. Little Peach and I could have used one yesterday and decided that this might be the kind of pie you make while you are waiting for the island time pie to bake. Note, Sutan, dear, forgot to tell you that the Gay Whores for Christ Anonymous called to reserve the Swing Barn for their annual meeting on the 15th. I hope that's not the same night as the U.S. Coast Guard Academy reunion. I know you can handle any possible conflict. In other news, I wondered what we should have brought along with us for giveaways. I'm reminded of going on board the Russian trawler Riga some years ago and wishing I had brought along a supply of ping pong balls to replace the ones they had lost at sea. Here, I wish I had brought chiclets, bananas, lost to the island during the recent hurricane, and fishnet stockings, which are very popular among the female customs agents. Outside of that, all I can say is I do love a city where you can get beer out of vending machines. And if I were a drinking person, I might consider installing one in the Slice of Heaven 24-hour pie shop and driving range. We really did not spend 4 days in the Nassau airport. It just felt that way. I also wished I'd brought along my clubs and some pink plastic practice balls. Oh yes, those long, empty halls just called for a little extra excitement. Today's song is Una Paloma Blanca. If you can find a link, please post it. The little band at the rooftop restaurant last night tried to play it for me, but they didn't actually know it, so they played Happy Birthday, some wonderful Beatles song, which the Mojitos have erased, and some other Paloma song. I was worried about not being able to go to sleep without reading, not to mention the far from normal consumption of caffeine and sugar of late. But I was able to swipe an English paperback from another fancier hotel's library. Plus, I watched the Motorcycle Diaries in Spanish, which was just ideal. Today, we head out on a double-decker bus and pray for luggage. We miss you all.
That's all for now. I hope you'll join us again. Meanwhile, we'd love to hear how you're doing with your own golf game, your poetry, and your pie recipes. Just drop us a line at radio@slicingheaven.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, you can always buy the book at amazon.com or from your favorite bookseller.